take us through your mindset, if you will, what it was like for you on September 30th of 2014 in that wild card game.
Sure. Well, for me personally, you know, it was my first time being in the playoffs, so I was super excited. I wasn't in the lineup in that game, but I was looking forward to hopefully getting a chance, you know, later in the game. And as the game went on, you know, I mean, the A's just pretty much controlled it. And you look up in the seventh inning, and I can't remember the exact score, but we were down several runs. And I just remember thinking, you know, Lester is rolling. He's rolling on the mound. And if he keeps going like this, it's probably going to be a short-lived playoff appearance. But we started putting some things together, and before you know it, we're in the ninth inning, and I'm leading off the inning. That's how quickly things can change in the game of baseball. And I was able to get a big hit and get pinch ran for, and we tied the game up, and the rest is history.
Yeah, what is it like to get the call in the ninth inning of a game like that? All right, Josh, you're leading off. Get out there and go get him and get things started.
Well, I knew when they brought in the lefty reliever Doolittle that I was going to have to get a shot. So I was ready. I was in the cage and ready, and kind of expecting it. And it was something that obviously the biggest hit probably of my career.
Yeah. It was. And then you get on, and obviously you mentioned you get pinch run for Dice, and you guys end up tying it in the ninth inning, and then this thing rolls in to extra innings. What's the atmosphere on the bench? What's the tension like? What's the mindset like? Tell us what everybody's feeling as this game is getting ready to go to extra innings.
Well, once we got into extra innings, we felt like we had the momentum because we had, you know, we pretty much changed the momentum of the game, and we came back from several runs. And so once that happened, we felt like it was our game to win. And it kind of got that energy back in the dugout, and everybody was fired up, and we were like, let's go get this thing.
What's the – because obviously you came over in, I think it was like early August that year, to the Kansas City Royals from Minnesota. You go to like a division rival, but like you also come to a team that was like kind of up and coming with young stars and a locker room that a lot of people loved in this town. Was it as advertised with all those guys during that run and then even after that game?
Yeah, it was. It was tough kind of getting used to, getting used to the guys in a new environment and all that stuff. But, you know, they were accepting me. I fit right in, you know, found my role in the team and just was willing to help in any way possible.
Yeah, and then obviously Salvi comes through in the 12th inning with that big hit down the left field line. Could you guys sense that was coming from Salvi? No matter where that pitch was thrown, he was going to be swinging at something and putting it in play.
Oh, absolutely. He's a first pitch swinger, very aggressive hitter, absolutely. We knew something was about to happen for sure.
I mean, you mentioned it was the biggest hit in your career, and then it kind of springboards into what became one of the biggest seasons and one of the biggest postseasons in Royals history. Do you ever think back and go, man, if I don't get that hit, maybe the Royals don't do anything in 2014, and maybe they don't even win in 2015. Like, how big your hit wasn't a catalyst to the next two postseasons for this organization?
Yeah, I do think about that. And I just think about the first thing that comes to mind is the game of baseball is such a game of momentum. And, you know, once, you know, that ninth inning started, I got the hit, we tied it up. It was almost like we took that all the way to the game seven, pretty much of the World Series. And you know, it's one of those things where it's not necessarily the team that wins the division or the team that is playing the best 2 weeks before the season ends. It's the team that's playing the best when the season ends. And we felt like that year that we were playing our best baseball when the playoffs started. And after that wild card game, when we came back and got the momentum, there was just really nothing that was going to stop us.
I know that was your last year in the Major League Baseball organization. Was that the best way to go out?
No, it wasn't the best because we didn't win
That's
game
fair.
Seven. But for me personally, you know, every player wants to play in a World Series or wants to play in the playoffs. and having played in 11 seasons and never gotten that opportunity, that was, you know, that was a great way to go out with that season. Yes.
How much did you learn about those guys inside that clubhouse to where you were buying into what they were doing? How long did that take you?
It didn't take long. What you kind of found out about that group was it's a very unselfish group when you talk about teams, especially at any level, but especially at that level, because you have so many, you know, variables that go into why a player or a team could be a selfish team. That team was a very unselfish team. Everybody pulled for each other. Everybody was in each other's corner, and ultimately I think that's why that team won that year, and that's why that team won in 2015.
What was it like playing in Kauffman Stadium during the postseason? What was that atmosphere like for you?
I can't really describe it. I mean, you guys were there, so you remember as well, but it's nothing I've ever experienced, especially in baseball. You know, you can kind of compare it to a huge college football game when there's 100,000 people in the stadium and it's rocking when the game's on the line. You know, it was like that for 9 straight innings. So it was an atmosphere that was second to none.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in here and reminiscing from what was 10 years ago. It seems like it was yesterday. I'm sure you feel the same.
Absolutely. I appreciate the phone call, guys.
Yeah, take care, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay, bye.